This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Heading into Friday. You looking forward to the weekend? Well, you've still got a day ahead of you, and let's get our minds set for this day by reading a little bit from the Bible and seeing what God has to say to us. This week we've been on such a very practical topic, asking the question, who is my neighbor? And a man asked Jesus this one day. Jesus told him the story we call the Good Samaritan and said, really, the question you need to be asking is not who is my neighbor, because everybody's your neighbor. The question is, are you being a neighbor to those people? The people around you, you may not like them. Jews didn't like Samaritans, but in Jesus' story of the Good Samaritan, it's a Samaritan who helps this Jewish man who ended up beaten and left half dead by robbers on the side of the road. The religious leaders who passed by, they looked over there and thought, what might it mean to me? And the same thing could happen to me, so they just walked on by. But that Samaritan, he took care of him. The people around you, you may not like them, but you can still care for them and love them and treat them as a neighbor would treat them. A neighbor is someone who is valued and loved by God. Do you know that one of the most basic things we believe as Christians is that all people have been created in the image of God? Yes, that image has been damaged by people's rejection of God, but it's still there. They have value. They have innate dignity and value just by being a human being, created in the image of God. This is why as Christians we care so much for every individual life, why we care for the unborn, why we care for people whether they are lovers of God or haters of God, because they have value. Well, as you think about the people in your everyday life, don't just think in hypothetical terms of what do I believe about this and that ethical and moral issue. Think about the people in your own life. The people you know, the people you work with, the people who live around you. They may be hard to get along with. They may be easy to get along with. There may be someone in your life, they have all sorts of needs, but they're so difficult. But can you still be a neighbor to them? Can you still show them compassion? Can you reach past the things that offend you and show them care? Perhaps even in ways they'll never find out about, as this Samaritan did for this man who was unconscious and bleeding. He took care of him, took him to the inn, paid the innkeeper, said, if it costs any more, I'll come back and pay you that as well. That man never knew the Samaritan. He was just cared for by him. So as you think about this day, Friday, you're going into it. Who are you going to see? Who are you going to encounter? Who can you show care and love to? Who can you help out, even though it's a little bit inconvenient, maybe in a way that they'll never know about? God wants you to reach out to the people around you simply because they matter to Him. You know, when you start doing that, you start showing care for the people around you who are not easy to love, God starts pouring His love through you to them, and you start feeling that love and care for them, even if they aren't reciprocating. Those first steps can be hard, yes, but remember this. You are not living life on your own. It's not up to you to generate this way of life. Jesus Christ Himself, the living Jesus who rose from the dead and is alive today, is in you. And He is willing to pour His life through you to enable you to love like He would love. But He won't force you to do that. He's waiting for you to say, okay, Lord, You've sent me into these people's lives, and I want to live for You. I can't do it. I don't like this person, but I'm willing for You to love them through me, if You will. Once you make yourself available to Him, then it's just up to Him to lead you and to do what He wants to do in that person's life through you. So rest, relax, and look for who God wants you to love today. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.